you know, what can the public tell us about this that we don't already know? Is there something that, you know, we should be looking for or asking for on this story, which would usefully take the story on or add context or add, you know, colour or texture to the story? And so, you know, whilst we have a hub of people who are sort of leading the way on it, any desk, for example, an education specialist, if they're writing an education story, will frequently, for example, today, the story about the new government proposals or discussion of how to fund university education.
Yeah.
You know, the Willetts proposals that were in The Guardian, and that he's been talking about today, program, he's making a speech. So one of the things that we would like to do there today is to ask our readers and viewers for their thoughts and ideas about how systems that they think could work or would work, or, you know, people in other parts of the world, how it works there, and make their suggestions, and then actually get an expert in that area to assess their ideas and write a little bit about each one, and then pick out, you know, maybe 10 or 15 of those, publish them, and that's a way of kind of injecting a bit of audience creativity into a story, and also surfacing different perspectives and different ideas about what will be an ongoing issue, something that matters to a big section of our audience. So that I simply cite that as an example of which the specialist journalist who is working on that story in the desk will be making use of a discussion with the public about it for their journalism. So it's not just confined to the team of people that we have who are sort of specialising more in that. Mm. So should I talk a bit about the social media side of it now?
Yeah, please.
So I think the thing that that has really changed in the last year or two in the way we go about this is the understanding and the recognition that it's been a fantastic boost and a really important part of our journalism to get our own, you know, the public who engage, in other words, our own audience's input on stories. And we are now, I think, good at doing that. Mm. But, you know, we also recognize that there's a huge amount of discussion, information, comment out there on social networks. And so one of the things that we now do as a matter of course on major stories is we track hashtags on Twitter, for example, you know, or pages on Facebook, which are devoted to a particular story or aspect of a story, just to keep a finger on the pulse, really, and to see what people are saying. And, you know, the election was an interesting example where, you know, news was actually getting broken on Twitter, you know. So, you know, William Hague sort of just tweeting about where the coalition talk, you know, we're just going back into another session of coalition talks or something like that. You know, those kinds of things mean that it's pretty evident now that it's important to be across what's happening in those spaces. So that's one aspect of it. In a sense, you might call it copy-pasting or monitoring social media, being aware and making sure that your journalists are conversant with how to do that, and, you know, whether it's using TweetDeck or TwitScoop or whatever it might be, just that they're comfortable doing it and that they've got the software they need to do it on their desktop. Those kind of things are important.
Yeah. Do you have are there any sort of not concerns, but, you know, how long would are you happy for a journalist to sit monitoring his TweetDeck, for example? No, because it's one of those things. Because when I'm doing news days, I spend a lot of time looking at it because I follow my local MPs, I follow local businesses. Yeah, I'm like, I'm desperate for a tweet to come through so I can pounce on that story straight away and get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, when it works perfectly.
Yeah.
But you are seen to be wasting a lot of time waiting for that.
Yeah, I think if that's all you're doing, I think I might have some questions. But it also depends on the intensity of the story. You know, if it's a breaking story, with stuff flooding in as it does on Twitter.